He's an acclaimed guitarist, songwriter, singer, producer, and a former member of the Waterboys. The last time he was in with us on Arena was as a member of the equally acclaimed Dublin band A Lazarus Soul, following the release of their album, The D They Put Between the R and the L. Joe Chester is back with us tonight with his latest solo project, an album entitled Jupiter's Wife. We'll speak with Joe in a few moments' time after we hear this track from the album, a track called The Heart of St. Lawrence O'Toole.
Feasting in Dublin, starved in Glendalough.
And that's a section there from The Heart of St. Lawrence O'Toole from Joe Chester's recently released solo album Jupiter's Wife. And Joe joins me now. Something about St. Lawrence O'Toole, was that a story that was flying around in the head? Is it something that's been part of your life for a long time? Why did you want to write a song with him in the title, Joe?
Hi, Sean. Actually, that specific story is something that it's quite a recent story about how the heart of St. Lawrence O'Toole actually is a relic that's kept in St. Patrick's Cathedral. He obviously is the patron saint of Dublin. And I came across this story while I was writing the songs for this album, and it was like I was reading this folk ballad that had never been written. You know, it was this incredible story about how it was stolen. This relic was stolen by somebody who snuck into the cathedral and hid there until it closed down, and then left all the valuables, but just stole this relic that was in, you know, a very sort of humble wooden box, you know, and made off with it. And there were no leads at all. Nobody. It was considered a cold case for a few years. And then basically there was an anonymous tip off to the Gardaí, where they got this tip off that the heart had been buried in the Phoenix Park. And basically the story goes is that after it had been stolen, the family of this guy started to experience all these terrible, this bad luck, you know. And so they became convinced that they were subject to a curse, you know, because of this thing. So they had to get rid of it and try and get rid of it in such a way that they wouldn't get caught, you know. So so I was reading this article and I was like, oh my God, this is like a Bob Dylan ballad from, you know, the 19th century or something, you know. It was just like, you know, I have to write this song, you know. But, you know, in a way as well, it's just it was a good device as well to enable me to talk about Dublin in a more general way as well, you know.
Yeah, because I wondered if there was a little bit of... how long are you living in the south of France at this stage, Joe?
5 years, Sean.
Yeah, I wondered, was there a little bit of nostalgia for the Owl Sod going on? Given that the album is called Jupiter's Wife, being Juno, if I have my mythology correct.
You're right.
I think if anybody hears Juno in Ireland, they're going to think of Juno and the Paycock very quickly, and they're going to think of O'Casey. Was Dublin kind of scratching at you, looking for you to come back in some way?
Possibly. I mean, there's that old Joyce thing where he says, you know, the fastest way to the fastest way to Tara is via Holyhead, you know. But I don't actually think so. You know, I think that the songs on this album, I've just put all of myself into them, and in a way, there are songs that took me 40 years to write, you know, and obviously for most of that time, I was obviously living and growing up in Ireland, you know. And yeah, no, I just think that's it really. It's not, I'm not a nostalgic person. I think that, you know, nostalgia seems to be all around at the moment. And I think it's a kind of a sickness, you know. That's kind of infecting everything, you know. Like, I mean, every time I go onto social media, I see all this kind of nostalgia, and it's a bit of a turnoff for me, you know.
Where do you think all that nostalgia is coming from? What's causing it?
I don't know, Sean. I honestly don't know. I think there is this sort of wave of people thinking that everything was better before, you know, and especially in music, I think, you know, people tend to I mean, they might be right, you know, but I don't think that's a particularly productive attitude to have, you know, if you're trying to create new music. You know, I think you have to be moving forward all the time, you know, and certainly in my career, I've never tried to repeat myself, you know.
Now, well, Jupiter's Wife, Juno. Yes, I made the Juno and the Peacock reference there for my own needs. But in fact, she is the Roman goddess of marriage. You were married, it was just 2 years ago at this point. Do you think that fed into the titling of the album?
You know, there are a lot of marriage songs on it. Yeah, so there's some Dublin songs and marriage songs and maybe Dublin marriage songs. I mean, I kind of, for whatever reason, Sean, I don't know why, I find that the Ireland I was born into and I grew up in has been a real rich source of inspiration for me over the last few years. And I kind of, you know, that's definitely kind of informed a lot of the songs on this album, you know, like Staying Together for the Children and stuff like that, you know, that kind of, you know, I mean, I remember when I was a kid in Dublin, it seemed like every couple on the street was in some kind of disarray, you know, or for the families breaking up, you know. And yes, because, you know, it's pre-divorce, sort of stuck together as well, you know. So you kind of have this amazing kind of the kind of hypocrisy of the whole situation and these kind of secrets and almost double lives and everything. And I love all that, you know. So it's like that's great for a songwriter. You can imagine how that would be inspiring, you know. So a lot of the songs are kind of like about that stuff. You know?
And Staying Together for the Children is certainly one that treats exactly that.
Staying together.
Staying Together for the Children, one of the songs on Joe Chester's new album, Jupiter's Wife. And I'm glad now that you say that this is a reference back to Ireland pre-divorce, so that neither any of your family or your friends or indeed your wife start worrying about songs like that on an album a couple of years after getting married. Because there's another one there as well, Joe, Nothing at the End, where love forgives everything at the beginning, love forgives nothing at the end. Fairly bleak. You wouldn't want to be feeling that after 2 years now.
We were married 5 years. But,
oh, sorry, I got that wrong. Beg your pardon.
Yeah, no, you're right. But, you know, it's just funny, Sean, you know, because I've actually read some really over-the-top stuff in the press as well, you know, about this album, how I'm obviously going through a really hard time or that my marriage is crumbling and everything, you know. But it's so funny because I think it might be because music is such a direct sort of connection with people, you know. People don't feel that about novelists or playwrights, you know, but for some reason they always think that a songwriter is singing about themselves, you know. It's because, of course, you write the lyrics and then you sing them because, you know, with a novel, you know, somebody, you know, you write the words and then somebody else is reading it. So there is that extra sort of dimension of remove or something, you know. But no, these are stories. These are characters. Everything's fine.
Well, don't feel too hard done by it, because don't worry, I get my wrist slapped by novelists and poets and artists on a regular basis. Oh yeah, when I ask them, is that you? Is that your own story? Is that autobiographical? It's the most annoying.
Question. I remember Lou Reed in an interview saying, you know, I wonder did they ask Shakespeare was Hamlet about him, you know? And it's like typical humility from Lou Reed, you know.
But now, I had an author on a couple of weeks back who would tell you that Hamlet was about Maggie O'Farrell's book. Might tell you that Hamlet was about his son, Shakespeare's son. However, that's another day's work. Now, I mentioned the my version of the O'Casey reference in Jupiter's Wife being Juno. There's a song, an instrumental on this called Sing's Chair. But there's also a reference to another dramatic pair in Dublin, Hilton and Michael. And this links in fact, with your last album. Wasn't there a song on your last album, Easter Vigil, a song called Julia in the Rain, which links in with Hilton Edwards and Micheál MacLaymore? And was that part of what set you off to write this song here as well?
Julia Walking in the Rain, yeah. That was, I started writing Hilton and Michael about around the same time, actually. But it was just one of those songs where I realised that I was going to have to be a bit patient with it. So I just put it away for a while, and actually didn't take it out again until I was working on the songs for this album, and
The thing that actually prompted me to take it out again was I was sort of, you know, researching about these two amazing characters, you know, doing a lot of research online, and I found this kind of archive of Micheál MacLemore's papers, you know, that it's kind of in an internet archive, you know, and in it I found, you know, there's the text of his play Dermot Agus Coráin and all the stuff from the Tyark Theatre and everything, but also there was a reference to a play that that had never been performed, and I would never ever have heard of it unless I'd found this archive online, and it just absolutely knocked me down, because when I read the name of it, obviously I had just released a song called Juliet Walking in the Rain, and he had a play, his first play in fact was called Juliet in the Rain. Wow. I was just like, this is incredible. So I just have to get this song out and finish it. It was like a sign, you know.
All right. Well, let's finish up by listening to Hilton and Michael, or Hilton and Micheál, from Joe Chester's new album, Jupiter's Wife.
While the band plays a soldier's song.
And that's Hilton and Michael from Joe Chester's current album, Jupiter's Wife, released through Bohemia Records, available on Spotify and other platforms.